Literature 2A
12 Years a Slave by Solomon Northup.
Exercise 8.
Mr. Bass, said Henry Northup, can I ask if you were in Louisiana last August?
Yes, sir. I was there in August,
replied Mr. Bass.
Did you write and post a letter for a slave?
Excuse me, sir, if I say that is none of your business, answered Mr. Bass, looking at Henry Northup.
I'm sorry. Perhaps I should explain. I'm looking for Solomon Northup. He's an old friend of mine. If you know him, can you tell me where he is? I promise that I will not tell anybody that you gave me this information.
Mr. Bass didn't speak for a long time. He looked at Henry Northup and thought very carefully. Finally, he spoke.
I have done nothing wrong. I am the man who wrote the letter. If you are trying to help Solomon become a free man again, I am happy to speak to you.
When did you last see him, and where is he? Henry Northup asked.
I saw him at Christmas. That's exactly 1 week ago. He is a slave on the plantation of Mr. Edwin Epps in Louisiana.
Finally, the secret was out. The mystery of my disappearance solved after 12 years. Now that Henry Northup knew where I was, he could come and free me.
Mr. Bass said he had met me on the plantation and that I had told him I was a free man. Before Henry Northup left, Mr. Bass gave him a map of how to reach the plantation where I worked. When Henry Northup and the sheriff arrived there, I was working in the fields. The sheriff walked up to one of the slaves and asked him,
Is there a slave here called Platt?
There he is, over there, answered the slave, pointing at me. I looked up and wondered why this man wanted to see me. The sheriff walked towards me.
Is your name Platt?
He asked.
Yes, sir, I replied.
Do you recognize that man over there?
I looked carefully at the man.
Henry Northup! I shouted.
Finally, I understood. He had come to rescue me. I started walking towards him, but the sheriff stopped me.
Wait a moment. Have you got another name, Platt?
Solomon Northup is my name, sir, I replied.
Have you got a family?
The sheriff asked. I had a wife and 3 children. He asked me some more questions, but I couldn't wait to go and meet Henry Northup, and I ran towards him. I took my old friend's hand, but I couldn't speak.
Solomon, he said, I'm glad to see you.